might say, I don't feel easy about it. I feel
nervous, wondering or worrying.
Did you ever say uneasy there? I feel just a
little. Yes, uneasy.
And say somebody who leaves a lot of money and stuff lying around, and like leaves his keys lying on the table and everything like
that. Jealous.
Yes, that's a bad thing to be. Mm-hmm. You might say, well, there's really nothing wrong with so-and-so. He just acts a little.
I think of you. I know what you're talking about. And I think I've heard the expression made what they call them. Right now, I can't think of it.
You know, anything like acts a little peculiar, acts a little queer,
yeah,
or anything like that?
Yeah.
The word queer, does that mean something bad to you? Or
yeah.
That's a bad thing.
You tell you queer. Now that you mention it, I think what brought it to my mind was this big going to what they had in mom about this homosexual. Now they may be right, I don't argue with them, but I'd be damn if I didn't say it.
Yeah.
They're taking a pleasant right from them. Now, they're going after homosexual, why in the hell are they going after a lesbian?
Yeah.
To me it's the same damn thing. But getting back, I think I brought it to mind. We had them in Key West. And then I saw plenty of it, Mama. The Cubans call it maricón. Hmm. We call them queers, Americans. It seems to me there's some other name, but I don't remember. But the Cubans call them maricones.
Remember any other Cuban expressions that people would use a lot down there? You mentioned that about coffee.
Offhand, I can't say.
Talk about different, you know, descriptions of people. Say if a man, you know, you can argue with him all day, but he won't change his mind no matter what you say.
Hard-headed. Now, that's one expression you could say, hard-headed.
And somebody you can't joke with about him losing his temper, you say, well, he's awfully, you know, it's the least little thing, he gets angry. You say, well, he's mighty.
Yeah.
What, mighty?
You might say peculiar. Well, them kind of people, I show you an instance. I think something similar. Somebody, you ever heard them say, but they like to dish it out, but they can't take it? Well, I remember back in 1917, I was working in the Sabre factory. And I don't know, I doubt if you've ever seen the tables with wood and white. But I had this, they have a table with two sides, one sitting there, one on the other side, like that. So this young fellow was sitting in front of me. There's anything I love in this world is a crack joke. Like you and I said in health often, to crack one another, if you know what I mean. Well, he loved to do it. But I found out he couldn't take it. So I told him one day, I said, don't do that no more. I said, you can dish it out, but you can't take it. I said, don't do it no more. I don't like them kind of people. And I love it.
Say somebody's about to lose his temper, you might say, well, just what? Just keep, what I just said. Don't lose your temper, just keep.
Keep you cool. But you better be careful of him. He gets excited and worked up.
Say you come in, you go very, very, you've been working very, very hard. You might walk in the house and say, I'm just
wore out, pooped.